Yeah, this is a book called The Big Book of Filth. And it's a book that my mother purchased.
Props to Stacey's mum.
Yep. It's dictionary of slang words, particularly sex slang words.
Mm.
Couple. And just looking at interesting figures, which body part, gents, would you say would have the most slang words for it?
Dick or ass?
Eyebrow.
Vagina.
Vagina?
By 100.
Mm.
Yeah, 955 vaginas are in this book.
That's impressive.
Apparently.
There's nothing funnier than ass tit vagina jokes.
Cool. We've got a brief lexicon of unusual sex here. Here's a good one. Felch. We're familiar with that. Do you want me to define the word felch for you?
Felch.
It may differ. I don't know. This is this book's definition. To lick out the semen from the anus of someone who has just enjoyed anal intercourse.
That is how I understood it.
Felching.
Mm. That's
felching.
Right. Yes.
Nothing like a good old felch before you go to bed.
and get some duke, that's another phrase here. Have someone's fist or fingers pushed into one's anus.
Hold on.
That's called a duke, like as in John Wayne?
That's right.
Really? That's why he walked by leg. Yeah. It wasn't the horses and the western and the guns. He's just been fisted up the arse.
That's right. And, hey, it's much easier for men to be fisted than women in the arse. Anyway.
No. Keep talking, Stacey. Quickly. Quickly. Run, boy.
Okay. We've got some terms here for clients of prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
The specialist clients. Butt plunger. A client who inserts a dildo into his own anus and then walks around naked while the prostitute looks on. Sensible chap.
Have we got... Sorry, Stacey, this is...
Yeah,
surely they can get their parents to do that.
It's slightly off the topic.
Anything? Doesn't matter? Tangents are the...
I was watching a television show, I believe it was called The Practice, or probably a couple of months ago now, and had a case involving a senator, a US senator, who paid a male prostitute to dress up in drag and sing the national anthem whilst he was masturbating. Do we have...
You told me about this.
A nice little
it's
turn.
It's got to get a turn there.
It has to.
Look, I haven't flipped through all the book yet, but if there is... I'll find and tell you.
You'll tattoo it on your forearm.
A term. Well, maybe we should coin one ourselves.
Right next to Felcher.
Duca.
Yeah. Some interesting ones.
That's the name of the first kid.
I'm going to have a heart attack. Just a couple more here. Oh, facial. Now, that might have a different connotation for connoisseurs of pornography, the term facial. Mm.
Oh,
here,
indeed, for people who go to beauty parlours.
It'll be the same one for me.
A client who likes the woman to sit on his face sometimes after she has inserted a suppository or even when she is having intercourse with another man. Oh, yeah, standard stuff.
Yeah, it's
leapfrog. This is a good one. A client who hires a number of prostitutes to play leapfrog while he watches.
Now that I've just chucked that in, that's a filler.
What can we make up here? And
well, apparently it dates from the 70s.
Like, go to H and you've got hopscotch.
Because all these terms come from different eras, and so they have the dates for those eras. Needle freak is this another 70s one. A sadistic client who derives pleasure from hiring a woman with large breasts and paying her for every needle she permits him to stick into her flesh.
Oh, Lord. What about docking?
It's a gay male masturbation practice. One man, foreskin intact, pulls his foreskin over the glands or the head of the other man's penis. And, well, I guess whatever sexual pleasure is derived from that action spins from there.
Stacey, I've got to say, a lot of this material would sound crass and offensive, but coming out of your mouth, it sounds good. It doesn't sound good, but...